the Amoy. If you have beer that turned a little bit vinegar, a little bit sour beer from the Goyim, also, you should know a Jew is not allowed to drink from it. Here at the Nisa, not just Tam Mishum Chasnis, but as Treif. Why? The reason what made that beer a little bit sour was that they put Dudoy Masha Shemorim, the hops, the leftovers of the wine, they put into the beer. That's what makes it challah. So it has tam of yayin nesach, therefore it's also to drink this bitter beer, the sour beer. Omer Ravashi, umi utzor, but if they store it, if this sour beer is will come from the storage house, then it's okay, then for sure they did not put this shemorim of yayin nesach inside it. Why keep in the Marvi Bay Mistrosaur, because if they would have mixed up the hyseps, the pits and shells from the Yai Nesach into the beer, they would have made it a little bit sorry, means that it would not stay. It would rot away faster. Therefore they would not store it. So if they take out their beer from the storage place, you know for sure they did not mix any Yai Nesach, then it's still mutter to drink. But this place comes out to Zmashma here, that any stam drink you buy from the Goyim, you do not have to be afraid, minastam, that they put Yai Nesach in it. At least anything that's matzah, anything that they store. So he says, Hilchach Nira, the second time, Hilchach Nira, the mut lipnais kol mini mashkim no dekhovim. We're going, Yain Tepuchim, you can buy apple juice, or may tusim uvat shiirai Yisrael moishach minachovis. Yeah. As long as you see the Jew, take it out of the barrel. Because when it's in the barrel, when they were storing it, they would sure not mix the Yain Nesek inside it, it would only ruin it.
There was a problem with people.
Now, then the next case the Mishnah says is Vecheres Hadraini. That's this earthly kli that comes from a draini. Hadriani. So the Gemara says, my Hadriani, what is this? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Cheres Shel Hudrinus Keser. Hadrinus Keser. This is the Cheres, the earthly kli that comes from the king, the Keser, Hadrinus. And what was the story with him? That he also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he explained like this, Omar, Karka Besula Hoysa, they used to have ground that was never planted yet. It was like a Besula, was never used yet. They took virgin ground, soil, Shleyov the Adam Yerlam, that a person never ever planted there yet. And what they did was now, Vino, they planted grapes there, and Veromele Lechamra, Begulfi Chiyurei Umaitzer, they took out this very strong, sharp wine, but they had very strong grapes. It was grown in a soil that was never planted before, so the grapes were very strong grapes. So from these grapes they made wine, and they put the wine into a barrel, a white barrel, a white earthly barrel, umaitzi, that seeped in, the wine went into the barrel itself. Umaitzi lulechamrayu. So the wine itself went very strong into the barrel. It was a fresh barrel, and it was very strong wine, and it was a white barrel that made it, there was some special type of a clay, special type of a kli cheres that could seep in, sap in all the wine. So now the wine went into the kli itself, into the kli cheres. And what he did now was, umitpere le bechaspe, he broke the barrel into pieces. The rod, and he carried pieces with him. Whenever he went on the road, instead of carrying a barrel of wine with him, he carried a piece of this cheres. And wherever he wanted to drink wine, vidaru bahadayu, and he used to soak this piece of cheres now into water, and it would come out very good wine. Wherever he came to rest, he wanted to drink wine, he would just write concentrated on wine. He would take this piece of the kli cheres here and soak it in water, we'll have wine. Therefore, the Mishnah says, this Cheres Hadriani is also Bahanoa, because you have to be afraid it has Yai Nesach inside it, and Yai Nesach itself is also Bahanoa. Therefore, the Yitzhar Hanoa still applies here. So it's also to have any enjoyment from this piece of earthly ware. We'll soon see what type of Yitzhar there is. Yeah. And Omer Bishur Ben Levi, Verishan Shalonu, our best wine that we have now, Kishlishi Shalhen, is like the third time that he's soaking his piece in water. In other words, his first two times that he soaks his piece of cheres in water is even better than our best wine. That's how strong that kli cheres was. Now, Iboilu, I can ask you a question like this. Mal lismach behen kari hamita. Are you allowed to take a piece of this cheres, this earthly kli, that has the yai nesek inside it? So true, it's also bahanor. But is it also bazar only for the sake of the yayin nefes that's inside it? Meaning you can't have any enjoyment to sell it because he's selling the use of the yayin nefes inside it. Oh, but only it's also bazar what has to do with the wine inside it. Let's say you want to use it as a pure piece of pottery that you want to put it under your bed to hold up your bed, hold up the table. So the fact this Kli Cheres now is holding up the table has nothing to do with the wine inside it. You don't want the wine inside it. You want to use the Cheres itself. So is this also Banor or not? That's the question. Are you allowed to hold this to support your bed with such a Kli? Right, said the Kiyumai, true. You want to use this Kli the way it is, but you do not want to use it because it has wine inside it. You do not really want to have enjoyment from the Yayin Nesach. Like if you sell it, for sure it'd be Yosef. Because you're getting money, because why they're paying you? Because it has Yayin Nesach inside it. That would be Yosef. There you only want to use it to support your bed. So it's called Hanoi de Dovracha Shari a Yosef. Is that Mutter or is it Yosef? That's the Shayla. Rashi said that they Dovracha, Yisro Yosef the Kuma Shayin Nesach, Vulai Bishvilai. He doesn't want the Yayin Nesach itself. He wants to use the Kli itself. Listen, Mecha, he wants to support something with this Kli. That's the question of this Osra Musa. No, it's Osra Bahanor. Question is, what type of Hanor is Osra? Is it Osra just to have Hanor from the wine, meaning you can't sell it? Or is it Osra even the Kli now? Of course, again, like we have by Bosta Becholov, that Nas Chaticha Yisura, that when you cook up milk and meat, both come nas and avela. Both become a piece of issa now. That's the question: is the whole kli yasa now, or is it only yasa because of the wine inside it? So Tarshima coming here. The Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Yechon, Machlekes. Chad asa, one says it's asa, and the Chad Shari one says it's muta. And I don't know if you have girsa or not. The Ilkos the command the yasa the girsa we have here. Even though some of the Sardi brings down, it's not brought down the psak lalocha. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this psak. Still, when the Sardis says Mashra from the Rosh, he did not have this. What's all part of it's Machlokes in the Gemara? Well, you're allowed to have Hanor, any type of enjoyment from this Kli Cheres now, even to support the bed. So, what says Meis? I'll ask you a question. There's Alocha, Hadadurin, Viharoi Gvois, Shlodi Gachovim. These are barrels, Rashi says, Leginim, Ketanim, small barrels. Rosh Ruk Vois, those are flasks. Of a leather flask that the goyim first used to store their wine in these things. So it's a barrel of wine that a goy used to store his wine in it, or else the flask that the goy used to store their wine in it. So the coven, now a Jew has it, and he emptied out their wine, and now he's putting in his wine in there. So it says, Yayin Shal Yisrael Konos Ben, if a Jew has his wine now stored in this type of a barrel, or this type of a flask, that it's also b'shti, you're not going to drink from it, because the tam of the yayin comes out inside the wine, therefore the wine is also b'shti, but it's mutabano. Since it's only tam that comes into the wine, it's not really the end of yayin nesek inside it, therefore the rabbanu were not so machmir, it's not also b'ano. It's only also b'shti. Now, so far there's no proof. Now, heyin shimen ben guda, Lefnei b'noi sh'rab Gamliel. The Shimon ben Guda sent over an Edus that he once saw, that he sent it over to the son of Rabbi Gamliel, and he said that our Rabbi Gamliel, he sent over Edus that he once saw your father, he once saw Rabbi Gamliel, Sher Shosta Mimeno Biyaku, that he even drank from this wine that was stored away in such a barrel. In other words, he held that this wine is bottled. Since there's only a tam that came out, there's no ben, he holds only a tam that comes out, it'll only be yosef if there's shishim. If there's less than shishim, means it really gives a tam into the other wine. But if you have more than 60 times of wine inside it, from the tam that would come out, he held it with bottle. That's why he drank from it. He did not agree to him, because his son was on the cabinet. He wants to tell him a strange thing that your father did. That's why he has to say the strong lashon. It's a strong power of speech. Hey, and I can't just come tell you something, because for sure the son wouldn't accept it. Like you see now, even though we use the strong power of speech, still the son said, no, I don't believe it. And it's not true. Because the lach of Pashat is that it's also b'shtiyah. So, b'lohay deloy, the son did not admit, not agree, that's what happened. That's one story. Now what happened also was Noidois Shaloyti Khazan. What about you have these barrels or are these flasks? Noidois are also leather flasks that the Goyim once used to store their wine in, and now it's empty, dried out. So the loch is the Shimon Gamlioimer, Mishur Mer Bishua Ben Kufasoi. Also last mehen shticha nechamor. You're not allowed to use this flask now, this piece of leather, to use it for shticha nechamor, to use it for a saddle when you're riding atop of your donkey. So what do you see? So this is the proof. From this case here, I have a hocher over here, the right said the kiyumai, true, you want to have enjoyment from this flask. And this flask now has tam yai nesach. But what kind of enjoyment do you want to have? You don't want to sell it for the tam. You want to just sit on top of it. So you see, v'ocha the rights of chumai de dobracher who katani the asa. Here we see it's asa. But all you want to do is just sit on top of this flask. So the enjoyment you're having is not because of the yayin inside it. The enjoyment you're having it is purely from the kli itself, from the piece of leather. And still we see it's asa. That's the proof to say that the de dobracher still it's asa. Anything that has yayin yetzich inside it. It's also b'hanor, even for any purpose you want. Samar says, no. Well, the time if you want to bring a proof from here, it's a question exactly how you garis here. St. Tai says, you're not garis the word l'taymech. Let's try and see. Well, the time, according to your reasoning, kan kanim shalazik chavim, if so, barrels from goyim, a regular barrel, listen, sir, lemizvan, it should be also then to buy barrels to do business. It should be also to buy a barrel from a goy and then sell it. If you're telling me now, that you can't have any enjoyment from barrels, so it should be also to buy a barrel off a guy and to use the barrel for any purpose. In other words, it should be also to buy a barrel off a guy, even if your purpose is to store apples there. But he's telling me now, since these barrels have a time of Yayin Nesach inside it, so it's also banor for any enjoyment at all, how come the Maisa people buy barrels off Goyim? Maybe they don't store their wine inside it, but they use it to sit on or to store apples. So how come, if you're telling me now it's also, why isn't any barrel also to buy from a guy? Maishna noidois, or maishna kankanim. Like how come, if you're telling me now, Bryce, it's also the flask, that's what's also. So how come regular barrels are not also? Mashma the minig was to buy barrels off goyim, and they used to use them. Again, not storage of wine, but for other purposes. So according to your story now, anything's also. So where it says, oh my rub, or something like that, maybe different. That the reason why noidus is also is not because you're having enjoyment from the time of the Yayin Nesach inside it. For that alone, it's only us if you enjoy the wine itself. If you want it for the wine, but if you want to enjoy the itself to sit on it, really it would be okay. So I'm going to tell you here, you cannot use this flask, this leather, to sit on. It's a new zero. On a rover zero, maybe you're going to have a flask of wine in your house. You're going to have a flask at home that you store wine in. What's going to happen is it's going to break. It's going to bust on you. And what do you want now? You're going to take a patch of leather from someplace else and sew it on. So you have to be afraid if you're going to use that that you bought from the guard to sit on. Now when you need a piece of leather to put a patch onto your flask of wine, you'll take from that piece of leather and put it into your flask of wine. V'yitlenu, v'yitrenu agab, agabi noidai. And you'll put that patch from the goyisha flask onto your flask of wine. So come out, there'll be time of Yayin Nesach going to your work. That, this only applies to leather. This does not apply, though, to a barrel. To a piece of wood, that you would not do. You're not going to take wood from one to another. You don't take it like that just son. So therefore, there's no question. Really could be right to the Kiyuma Yismutter, by its mutter to buy barrels off the gim. We use it for other purposes. Last, leather, here it's awesome. Now the Gemara is though. Ulaman diyama. Writes to the Kiyumai de Dobracher also. So good, you answer me now, this Brysa is not a proof to say it's also. There could be a smuta. It's only a special on a flask. But the Gemara is still, but we had a mandiyama before that says, any type of enjoyment from Yayin Nesach is also. Even I de Dobracher. So according to this mandiyama, Maishno Kankanim Deshari. How come Kankanim still a Takasha on the Minig Olam? The Minig was that the Jews used to buy barrels off the Goyim and use the barrels. The question is why? Since the barrel once stored Yayin Nesach inside it, so there's a tam of Yayin Nesach in the barrel, so the barrel is also banor. So a Jew should be also to buy it, to use it for any purpose, not even to sit on it. So how come the minute gives us mutter?
He said 1 in 60, there was a time.
But here it says it's also banor.
So if you said before,
we don't hold like him. We're asking the question according to the man Diyama though that says it's also the kasha of the minigaylam, and according to that man Diyama, and our girsu was we paskin about that man Diyama. So if we paskin like him, how is it possible that today people still buy barrels of goyim? So our answer is, Omaloch hosom lesayil yisura biyene, hoka isal yisura biyene. There's a big difference. Maybe they don't, that it's also it's only by this cheres hadriani. Like we explained there, they put very strong warn into the cheres, and it's kamat like them. There the warn is fitted like it's here. From that cheres they made very precious wine. So there the warn is fitted like it's here. So when the wine is here, then true, then you can't have any handle at all from the wine. And the mushroom could be, if you have a barrel of wine here, it'd be also just to put your hands inside it to cool off. Like any hanoi you want from the wine would be also. When the wine is sitting here, that even just to sit on top of it would be also. But the answer to regular barrels, a regular barrel, if it's an empty barrel, that's inside it, it's not cool then. We don't see it. True, there's maybe some tam, some taste inside there, but there's no real wine that we see. We don't see wine here. Therefore, that barrel is mutter b'hanoh. You're allowed to sit on the barrel, you can store all the things on the barrel. Now, about storing wine here, that we'll see a sugi later on. That's still a question. If you put wine in here, it could be the time of the old yainess that comes out of the barrel and goes into the wine. That we'll see a sugi later on, exactly when the barrels become mutter. But I'll call upon it for the enjoyment of just sitting on the barrels. So a regular barrel, everybody holds it mutter. The only tzat the same was also here was only on the special cheres hadriani that here it had a locha like the wine was then. Like you could see the wine. Since from this it's like concentrated wine. So here it had the yisayet even idei dabracher. But a regular barrel would be mutter.
And not...
The Gemara says, V'loi hoiduloi, that the son did not admit that his father drank from this wine. Or I have a question. Yayin habo v'roikvoy shlezik achavim. If you have wine that comes in barrels from goyim, so also b'shtiyah mutav anah. It says it's also b'shtiyah. Now to drink this wine. Since they stored this wine in a barrel that the goyim once stored their wine in, so the wine is also b'shtiyah. We say the time, the taste of their wine is still in the barrel. So you can't drink this wine. But a mutav anah, it's mutav anah like we had before, because there's no ben, it's only a time. And on this, Hayit Shimon ben Gudo, Lefnei B'nai Shem V'Gamliel, that here's Shimon ben Gudo with an ayin, before it was an aleph, now it's with an ayin. Hayit Shimon ben Gudo, Lefnei B'nai Shem V'Gamliel, Al Rav V'Gamliel Sheshosh Shem Menu, B'Yakub Hoydeloi. And here it says that the son did admit, he agreed that his father drank from Sestira. So what says before, My Loi Hoydeloi, what does it mean before that the son did not admit to come Osam? It just means Kol Sayosai. Just means all the other people around did not admit. But it could be his own son, Rav Gamliel's son, admitted also that he once saw his father drink from that wine. And he voiced them, another terrorist could be, Guda Lechud, the Guda Lechud. One's with an Aleph, one's with an Ayin. There's two different stories. One case, Guda told it over to the son, and at that time he did not agree. But the second time, when the person Guda with the Ayin said it over, by that time the son did agree. Of course, if we hold such a case, it would be also b'shtiyah. We'll see later on all sugis about barrels, when it asks of the wine. Now the Mishnah says, the Aris Levuvin. And if you have a piece of skin from an animal, that by the part where the heart is, there's a hole there, so we say most probably they took out the heart when the animal was alive, and that's the way the Oibed Yavoy Dezorah, therefore it's called a Zevach, mace, and the skin is also Bano. Tana Rabbanim, a Zeyu Or Levuv. What is this skin, this heart skin that's also? That there's a round hole around where the heart used to be, because of Kmina Rubitz, it's cut around like a window. There's this wide, it's a wide space there. They cut out the piece of skin near the heart, and then they pulled out the heart to over the Avodah Zarah. So it's like this, right? Yeshalov Kuridam, if there's some blood on the skin, then Asr. Because then we said they took it out when the animal was still alive, and they were over the Avodah Zarah. But ain't a lot of kuratam, if there's no blood at all on this skin, then mutter. Then we say they did not